Well, as we go to air tonight, the New South Wales lower house debates a bill proposing the introduction of safe zones around abortion clinics. If the bill passes, anti-abortion protesters will be prohibited from coming within 150 metres of a clinic. Angus Fowler explores the issue.
Harassment outside abortion clinics is the reason for the law currently being debated. Bridget Coombe is a former director of such a clinic. She says harassment is indeed a constant issue.
Women in New South Wales, like in many of the other states, have experienced great difficulties and been disturbed by protesters either getting in their way of getting to their clinic or accosting them with posters and pamphlets, bringing into question something that they're doing, which is really a matter for them to determine in relation to their own health. So anything that is going to make women's access to abortion services, just like their access to other health services, is a very good thing.
The Australian Christian Lobby has marshalled considerable opposition to the bill, around 125,000 signatures, according to Managing Director Martin Isles. He explained why they are against the bill.
Well, the law's literally criminalised speech, so the provision in there is that it is unlawful to communicate on a way that can be seen or heard on the subject of abortion. So what it says is that you can't talk about subject A in location B. And the reason they claim for that is safety. But there's actually no threat to safety. Police powers, as I said, are more than sufficient to deal with those concerns. And there's no evidence of rampant safety concerns in this area. So they say it's for safety, but that doesn't stack up. What it actually is it's ideological. So it's trying to shut down speech on a particular topic that those who are pushing the bill don't want to have talked about, particularly in that location. That's a very dangerous precedent to set by any law. In Western-style democracies, criminalisation of speech is not something we do much of. But if all of a sudden you're saying speech A is prohibited in area B, well, what's the next one? Which political group or faction is going to get the power to be able to say, you know what, we don't want people to talk about this particular subject matter in this particular place? And there's a reason people talk about things in particular places. There's a reason people talk about things on the steps of Parliament because it means something. There's a reason people talk about things near forests or near mines because it means something. And there's a reason people do talk about things near abortion clinics because it does mean something. So it directly impacts free speech, and in fact, that's probably the only practical impact that the bill has.
Isles says safety zones would limit the choices that many women have.
Certainly, one of the concerns that we have is that if these safe zones were to be implemented, there are options that would be shut off to women. Some people say, well, the sidewalk counsellors of which you speak, they might have done a lot of good and helped a lot of women, but they're not professionals, so it's not a good idea. But the simple truth is that these women don't have access to the professionals. The reason the sidewalk counsellors have helped them is because they haven't received that kind of help anywhere else. I do think that abortion needs to be made rarer. It shouldn't be as simple as it is. Women should actually receive options. And women should actually know, if they don't want to have an abortion, that there's another way. And so many of the hundreds of women that have been helped by the counsellors are women in that category who didn't know there was another way, found out that there was, and they took advantage of it, and they've really genuinely been helped. Many European countries mandate compulsory mandatory counselling and mandate cooling off periods and things like that. I don't think there'll be any harm in that.
Bridget Coombe says, in her experience, once women arrive at the clinic, they've made their decision.
In my experience, absolutely never. You know, women are not, women haven't come there on a whim. You know, what will I do today? Oh, I'll go to the abortion clinic. You know, they've come there because they've got a decision of consequence that they've made, and they're carrying out that decision.
Nurse and former director of an abortion clinic in Adelaide, Bridget Coombe, ending that report by The Wire's Angus Fowler.